Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tamika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And I have the pleasure of being the pastor at New Vision for Life. NewVisionForLife.com, New Vision for Life Church, praise be unto God. And I do thank God for the honor, for the privilege, for all that comes along with being a pastor, and then, of course, now being the apostle over the ministry as others are being groomed to step into the place and carry on in the position as pastors of the church. I do, of course, thank God for all that is going on, all that is happening, embracing the process, embracing the process. I do thank the Lord for it. And, of course, you know my wonderful, beautiful co-host is Minister Tamika Garnes, and you know she's someone that I love dearly, that God has placed in my life to walk with me, and I can't tell you enough how when we surrender to God's way of doing things, when we surrender to God's way of doing things, no matter how hard things get, we know that we can walk in the confidence that it shall all work out for our good, And so for that, I do say thank you, and I thank him for the woman of God, her and her husband, again, for being in my life for these years. She'll be able to tell you how many years it's been, but thank God for her. Good morning, beloved. How are you today?
Good morning, beloved. I am well. Happy to be alive. Happy to know that I still have all the functions of my body, especially my mind. So to God be the glory for that. You know, the little things that we sometimes forget to tell God thank you for. And so I wanted him to know I am grateful that I am in my right mind. And so with that, you know, we give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
And as far as long as, let's see, how many years have we been here? Mark said 15. So, to God be the
glory
for that.
15. Awesome. That is absolutely marvelous. And you know, God has divine connections, divine setup, divine appointments, and we may think that we're doing something for one reason, but that's just part of the process that we had to go through to get to what the real ordeal is, or the destiny that God wants us to have. And and so that's why there's so many things, you know, we pray and ask God to take these things away from us and remove this from us and so forth and so on. But it is part of the process. It's part of the process. So, again, you know, I do thank the Lord. I tell you, I do thank the Lord for you being, you know, where you and Mark and Chris had to be the time that y'all brought them to that summer camp. I just thank the Lord for it. Yes,
ma'am.
So very quickly, good morning to Tamika Shelton. God bless you, woman of God. I was thinking so hard about you this morning, and I'll speak to that a little later on in our show, but I was really thinking about you and praying for you. As I was praying for myself, this morning. Good morning to her mother and father, Joyce and Lester Richardson. Good morning to you. God bless you all. Good morning to Prophetess Kim. Good morning to my sister Denise in Pennsylvania. Good morning to Anita. God bless you, woman of God, a member of the church. God bless you. Good morning to Deacon Banks. God bless you. Praise be unto God. Good morning to Joyce in New York. Love you dearly. Was thinking about you this morning. I pray that you are recuperating, that your strength and your health really has come back, and that you know that God is with you and is on your side. Good morning to Michelle, Isaiah in Pennsylvania, Isaiah in Chicago. Good morning to Rob Lane in Pennsylvania. Just good morning. And again, folks, there's a lot of you that come online. I don't know your names. I just see your numbers. So good morning to all of the regular callers that come in every Saturday morning. Good morning to the new callers. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I pray that in your joining us on this morning, that you will be blessed by what we are going to be covering today, and that you will go and tell somebody else. In fact, all of you, you know, you can dial somebody or send somebody a text right now and tell them to join us on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. So go ahead and do that. And while you're texting that and getting a friend to join, a friend or a relative, who knows, maybe you want your enemy to join because they may get a breakthrough on here. Who knows? You know, while you're doing that, we're going to ask Minister Tabika, excuse me, to go ahead and lead us in prayer this morning. I'm excited about what God is doing. So, baby, go ahead and lead us in prayer, would you please?
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, our waymaker. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Emmanuel. Thank you, Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, the great I Am. Thank you for all that you are doing and have done in and through our lives, oh God. We give you praise because we are in a new year. A new year with many more possibilities. A new year where we don't have to be depressed and worn out about the years before. But Father, thank you for giving us a clean slate. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to maybe if we fell off or we got some things wrong, we're still alive, and that's another chance to get things right. That's another chance to get our lives in order. That's another chance to tell you yes. That's another chance to surrender. That's another chance to submit. That's another chance to welcome all the possibilities that you have for us, all the promises, as we open our arms up wide to receive what it is that you have for us, Father. Thank you. Thank you for not walking away from us when we told you that we didn't want to, that we didn't understand, that because it's not going in our favor in the way that we wanted to go in, we told you later for you. But you were still there for us with open arms. When we turned back around to see where you were, and you were still standing in the same place that we walked away from you. Lord, thank you. Thank you that your promises are yes and amen. Thank you, Lord God, that your word says you would never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you for that, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, because many people have, but you have been constant in our lives, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you that your will be done. Thank you, Father God, that your love will run through our veins and run through our heart and cause our hearts of stone to turn into flesh. Cause us to forgive our brother and sister quicker than we ever did in the past, oh God. Thank you, God, for giving us new life. Thank you, Father God, that when we asked you for something and the answer wasn't what we thought it was, Father, you're still perfect in all your ways. And even if, Father God, there is something that our hearts desire, but you know that it's not good for us, Father, no matter how much it hurts, Lord, I'm asking that you block it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm asking, Father God, that you make a way for us to rise above those things that the enemy has resurrected against us. The enemy has put so many obstacles and blind spots in our way so that we will fall. But if we keep our eyes on you, we will bypass those things. We'll stand before
we
get there, and we'll begin to rejoice. We'll begin to laugh at the enemy because he constantly thinks that he is going to make a mockery out of you, Lord. But he will not use us. He will not use us to make a mockery out of you. It shall not happen. It shall not happen.
Thank you
are a great and mighty God. You are good to us. You are good to us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We may not have everything that our hearts desire, but we have you, and you are good to us. You are great for us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. If you be for us, who could be against us? So, Father God, we give you praise. And, Lord, we look for ways to bless our brother and sisters. We look for ways to put smiles on their faces. We look for ways to minister to them to be healed and cause them to love you. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. I thank you for heart to heart. I thank you for choosing this platform for Apostle first, and then you speaking to her heart and she pulling me along. Father, Apostle doesn't know how much she has blessed me, how much she has blessed my family, my husband. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for the way that you do things and the way that you do them that only at times you understand, Lord God. And Lord, I just thank you for choosing us to be who you called us to be in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for choosing us or calling us to this ministry, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that great things shall come out of New Vision in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for all that you are doing in this season. Now let your will be done. Let your will be done, Father. Let your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, daughter. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you so very, very much. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. And before we move on any further, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, I want to say happy birthday to Tamika Shelton. Happy birthday, my
happy
love.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
yes. I'm telling you, if I could sing, baby, I would sing to you this morning. But that is not something that God has graced me with. So I'm going to stay in my lane and just say happy birthday to you. I didn't get that beautiful voice that you have, but know that we love you. I love you, first of all, individually, and then we as, what are we, heart to heart, that we love you, and knowing that the divine connection that God made with us all of those years ago is why we are still here on the air. So thank you, sweetheart.
And real quick,
Tamika, and I love you.
Yeah, we do. And I just want to tell her she's even more special to me because my mommy's birthday is today. My mom turned 71 today. And so, wow, I did not know that Tamika's birthday was today. So, yes. So I just want to give a happy birthday to my mommy as well. And Tamika, you enjoy your blessed day.
Amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Amen. And we, of course, won't be here on tomorrow. But so today I want to take the opportunity to say happy birthday to Deacon Banks, who will be grown on tomorrow. He will be 70 years old. And he said at that point he's decided that he's a grown man now. So, okay.
All right. Happy birthday, Deacon Banks.
So to God be all the glory and the honor. To God be all the glory and the honor. All right, saints, please remember that as we're going through our discussion, that if there's something that you want to say, please press 1 on your keypad, and jump right in and say what it is you have to say. So let me start by saying this. You know that that I learned this from Tamika. I learned this from Tamika when we first started on the radio show. We started the exact same day, and no, it wasn't the exact same day. She was on maybe a couple of weeks before me. I'm not sure, but I think she was on a couple of weeks before me because she showed me how, you know, in the studio to do my show. And so I guess she had already done a couple of shows. Anyway, this young lady was so transparent that it blew me away. I've always considered myself to be a transparent person. There's not much that I've done in life that I am. I've done things I'm ashamed of that I was, because God wiped away the shame. Things I was ashamed of or embarrassed about, and even to this day right now, there are things that I've gone through in the last couple of years, you know, that brought me shame and embarrassment. But to God be the glory, this young lady was so transparent on her show. And I knew her mother was listening, and I was freaking out. I was like, oh, my goodness, mommy is listening, and baby girl is just telling it all, you know. But to God be the glory. Thank God for the relationship, you know, that they have, that they can do that. Thank God, you know, for the love and that is shared between the two of them. Thank God that Tamika loved her audience enough, you know, just to sit and talk about her life, talk about, you know, things that had gone on, you know, in her relationships and so forth, and hoping that it would help other people, especially women, because if I'm not mistaken, her topic at that time was. I believe now. I'm trying to remember back for many years here, but the topic at that time was like women that loved too much or too hard, and the things that you walk through loving. Then I knew that would make you come on, baby. Good morning, my love, and happy birthday to you. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for the birthday shout-out, and happy birthday to Tabika's mother and for Deacon Banks tomorrow, too.
Amen. Amen.
So my show is called Women Who Love Powerfully, and
yes.
we were talking about relationships and codependency and basically trying to get to a place where we weren't in relationship out of something unhealthy, but we were trying to get in good, healthy relationships. So that's what it is.
Yes, ma'am. That was what I was thinking about when I was thinking about you this morning and praying about that. And it is helping me in this point in time in my life. It is helping me. And so who knew that seeds that you planted all those years ago, you know, would still be taking effect. It's just like when we plant a seed to grow, you know, an apple seed. You plant one seed, and that one seed grows into a tree, and on that tree will grow hundreds and hundreds of apples, and apples will grow on that tree for years to come, all from that one seed. And I don't know who else listened to your show. I don't know who else is still reaping the benefits of your show, but I know that to this day, here and now, that I am reaping benefits from what you shared with us. I am reaping the benefits of it. And it amazes me because God took me back to those days as I'm making decisions about my life and relationships and relationships with men, relationships with God, relationships with females, just relationships, period. You know, women who love powerfully. And when we hear that, we may think that it's only about the woman when she's loving a man. But like my daughter said here, you know, any relationship, as far as I'm concerned, to be sure we're not in those relationships out of codependency or out of fear, out of feeling, you know, insecure in so many different areas of our lives that we're stuck in something that's toxic to us and we feel that we can't get out of it. But God is wonderful. God is wonderful. He's merciful in all that he does. And I thank him for his word. And, excuse me, I thank him for his word. It has been, and so here I am, you know, once again, you know, anything, trust me, beloved, anything that I talk to you, that Tabika and I talk to you about on this radio show, it is stuff that we're experiencing, that we're walking through, that we've walked through, that we've got to get the touch, the feel of it, you know, before we spill a lot of it out to other people. It helps to give us an understanding of what it is that others are going through. And Holy Spirit, I appreciate that. Jesus walked through, when he took on all of our so forth, Jesus walked through stuff where he understands how we feel. He understands that. And he overcame every bit of it. He overcame every bit of it. And so at the top of this, thanks to God, please let me encourage you that there's absolutely nothing that we are walking in to this day. There's nothing that we are walking in that we cannot overcome with the help of Holy Spirit. And I want to say that again. There's nothing that we are walking in that we cannot overcome with the help of the Holy Spirit. With the help of Holy Spirit. He is an entity himself. With the help of a person. With the help of Holy Spirit, we can do Philippians, I believe it is 4:13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And I thank God this morning for his strength and being able to acquire peace in this journey that I'm on. The scripture... there's a scripture that I learned, oh my God, when I was a teenager, and God brought that scripture back to my mind, and he brought that scripture back to my mind, and that is one of the scriptures that's helping me through the things that I am going through, and it's John chapter 14. John chapter 14. I'll just start, you know, just give you a little bit of it. I had to memorize, I think, the entire chapter as a child. I had to memorize it, and I tell you, I don't memorize a lot of scripture. I hear it over and over again. I can repeat it, not verbatim, a lot of scripture, I can break it down and share with you. I can go find it and so forth and so on. But to memorize things, I don't do very well in that. But this scripture, and I don't know why it stuck with me, as when I learned it as a young adult or a teenager, whatever the case may be. But John 14, and it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" And Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him." To God be the glory. There are times, excuse me, I'm sorry, I apologize for the emotions. There are times when, even as I was repeating that I had to be reminded that God said, "Don't let your heart be troubled. I'm here for you. Everything that you're trying to figure out, where to go, what to do, what to say, dealing with your relationship, dealing with your ministry, dealing with it all," he said that he was the way and the truth. And knowing him meant I would know God as well. And this thing, this is something that I had to hold on to. I really had to hold on to it, that my heart, which has been troubled, need not be troubled if I put my faith and my trust in God. If I put my faith and my trust in God, we look at the fact that throughout these last couple of years, you know, and we keep on going back to COVID, I guess because for us, we have experienced more death in our lifetime in these last 2.5-3 years than we've probably experienced ever before. And that's because so many people passed away in such a short period of time. You know, throughout years, you know, there may have been 20 deaths in your family over the years, but then in 2 years, there may have been 20 deaths. You know, there may have been trouble in your relationship, male to female, friend to friend, sister to sister, brother to brother, mother to father. There may have been trouble in those relationships, and your heart was troubled. Even though we say that we love the Lord and that we trust him, when fear and anxiety swells up in us and infiltrates our heart, where our thoughts and our mind and all of that is coming from, when it does that, it causes us to be fearful. It causes things to be so hard to trust God in, you know, because we are in our feelings. We're in our feelings. We want to keep control of things so that we can try to control the pain, the anger, the disappointment, and yet we know that we can't really do that. We can't control it. And yet Jesus, in his awesome, magnificent love for us, he taught us that he loves us and that we can overcome the fear that we have walked in. We can overcome the lack of security. We can overcome the disappointments and all that we have in life. We can overcome those things. And one of the things in going back to this scripture is learning how to focus on Jesus and trust his promises for our future. Trust him for the future. He said in this scripture, he said that let not your heart be troubled, daughter. Don't let it be troubled. And see, and one of the things right there that I got out of don't let it be, that meant to me that the letting part, that I have some control over my heart being troubled. I have some control over the things that I let bother me. I have some control over that. So I have control over, am I going to trust in man? Am I going to trust in money? Am I going to trust in status? Or am I going to trust in God? He said, let not your heart be troubled. Excuse me. But who believe in God believe also in him. And he said, you know, that he is preparing a place for us. The place he's preparing is in heaven. Well, babies, let me tell you something, that you can have your heaven here on earth. You can have a heaven here on earth. We don't have to wait until we die to get to that heavenly location that's up and above. There can be a heaven even here. A heaven, because we pray and ask, God, let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, here on earth. So God is preparing a place for us in heaven, and he's preparing places even for us here to live out what it is we have to live out. Jesus told us that there were many rooms in his Father's house, and he said if it weren't so, he wouldn't have told us that. So he's preparing a place. And again, if we put our trust and our focus in him, that place is promised to us. That place is promised to us. And I know that we deal with destruction here. I know we deal with the disappointment and all kinds of stuff here on earth. But we can find peace with Jesus here on earth. I believe baby girl in her prayer this morning, I think she said, if God be for us, who could be against us? And when that scripture said, if God be for us, who can be against us? We can think of all of the people and all of the things that could come up against us. But darlings, beloved, think of the fact that you yourself can come up against you. You yourself can put yourself in prison by allowing other things to mess your head up, to mess your life up, other people and so forth and so on. And so who, blessed be the name of God, who are we going to allow to continue to do this to us, or should I say, are we going to let ourselves continue to be in those type of positions? Jesus said also in that in the scriptures that I was reading that he will come again for us. When everything is ready, he's going to come again. And that we would always be with him, and we will be where he is. We will be where he is. And what a pleasant thought to be that He is preparing this place. He's getting things set up and ready for us. And, beloved, the stuff that we walk through, that is preparing us to be fit for the place that he is preparing for us. That is preparing us to be fit for those places. I thank God. I thank God for his love. I thank him for his grace and his mercy. I thank him that even in my sin-sick ways, you know, that he still says, I'm preparing a place for you. I know who you are. I knew you before you knew yourself. In fact, as it stands right now, many of us don't know ourselves. We don't know ourselves. And on this journey, we're finding out who we are and who we aren't. We are finding out that are you truly the man or woman of God that you believe that you were? Are you truly the friend that you believe that you were? Are you really the husband, the wife that you really believe you are? Are you what God has called you to be? Once again, you know, I know I say it enough. Every morning before the show, I play my song, I Will Be What God Has Called Me to Be. And I'm reminding myself, because there are times, thanks of God, when I miss the mark. There are times, praise be unto God, when I believe that I'm going the right way, and just like my daughter prayed, don't let the distractions take us away from where it is that God has us, to the destiny that God has set up for us, and we get distracted by people, by position, status quo, and so forth. We get so distracted. We get distracted even by ministry, thanks to God. We get distracted and taken off course. But praise God that he is so faithful, that he is so merciful, that even when we step off course, because that's what Satan wants us to do, he wants us off course. He doesn't want us following the narrow, straight road. He wants us off course. But thank God for his love, his grace, and his mercy, that even when we get off course, even when Satan meant this thing for bad, praise be unto God, he will take it, he will turn it around, and he will bring good out of it. He will bring good out of what the enemy meant for bad. And to God be the glory for that. I cannot tell you how much I am grateful for our Father today. I can't tell you how grateful I am for what Jesus has done for us and for me today. I can't tell you. When, again, I keep going back to the prayer that Tamika prayed, that this is a new year. It's a new day. And every year is new, and every day is new. However, thanks to God, how much of what we have been through have we learned from? How much are we taking the lessons from what we have walked through and putting those things to use? How much have we come to the place where we said, enough is enough, and you have to drop some things, stop some things, because you're getting so lost in it that you feel like you can't find your way, but yet you're here today. You are here today. That meant that you found your way this far, and therefore, going back to Romans 8, knowing that all things are going to work together for your good because you love the Lord and you are the called according to his purpose. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. We were created with purpose in mind, and God is going to see to it that it is done. Because you are here, know that there is purpose and reason for you to be existing. Don't let the enemy keep you bound up in the weaknesses that we have in the flesh. Why? Because God has given us the Holy Spirit to encourage us here and now. Here and now. In the scriptures that I spoke of, let me see. let me see, verse 16, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, and that comforter is a counselor, is a helper, is an intercessor, an advocate. He's a strengthener. He's one that stands by. I will give you another comforter that he may remain with you. How long? He shall remain with you forever. Saints of God, God gave us Jesus, the Father. He gave us the Holy Spirit, who will lead us in all truth. He's our comforter. He's our advocate. He's our counselor. He will be with us forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. They can't welcome him. They can't take him into their heart. But we can take him because he's there with us. He has been given to us. And then God told us, praise be unto God, he told us that he would not leave us as orphans. He won't leave us comfortless. He won't leave us furloughed or helpless. But he was coming back, Jesus, he's coming back again for us. But he didn't leave us alone. He left the Holy Spirit here to help us and to walk with us. Thanks to God, I want to encourage you. Yes, it's fearful when we're making decisions in our life. We fear that we're going to lose people that we love desperately. We're going to lose ministry that we love desperately. We're going to lose friends that we love desperately. But I want to encourage you this morning, don't love anything or anybody more than you love God. Don't do it. People are going to show you who they are. You, as you go through in the very beginning of this year, during fasting season, consecrating time, I pray you're doing introspection and finding out who you are. And I want you to put on the top of your list as you're finding out who you are. You are the child of the Most High God, and you deserve the best that God has to give, and he only wants to give you the best. He doesn't want you stuck in mess. He doesn't want you having to settle for something because you think that's all that you could have. God has got the very best for you. He's got the very best for me. Jesus said, I'm coming again for you, coming again. And when I come for you, I'm taking you to a place where you will have everything that you need, everything that you desire. But, beloved, we can have a lot of that right here on earth. We can have the peace of God here on earth. We can walk in the strength of God here on earth. We can walk knowing that we are not alone. We might get lonely at times, but God's peace and his strength overcomes fear, and we can live. God said, Jesus said, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift that the world cannot give you. So don't be troubled or be afraid. You'll find that in John 14, verse 27. God has given us a gift, peace of mind and peace of heart. We can't get that from the world. We can't get it from the world, saints of God. So we need not to be troubled or afraid because God is the one that will supply all of our needs. He also told us that we could ask anything in his name and he would do it so that the Son can bring glory. Excuse me, to the Father. Anything that we ask in his name, he said that he would do it. And you may say, well, hold up, Apostle. I can think of a lot of things I could ask in his name. I can think of a lot of people that I could ask in his name. I could think of this, that, and the other. Yes, beloved, you can think of it. But when you are walking, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, when you are walking with God and you are allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you, you hear what I said? You are allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you. You won't ask for anything that is out of the will of God. You'll mature to the place where what you ask for is what God has placed on your heart to ask for. And he said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. And the reason he can give us the desire of our heart is because he gave us the desire. He gave us the desire. Saints of God, and when he gives us the thing to desire, then that gives us the thing to pray for and to ask for, then he's not going to deny himself and definitely not Holy Spirit within us, which is still him. So again, trust in God. In this place where I am right now, making decisions about my life, making decisions about my personal life, my ministry, my health, all of those things, making decisions, praise be unto God. Today I choose to replace the fear of certain things, the fear of losing certain things. I replace them with the strength and the peace of God in my life, That's what I'm choosing to replace them with. And no longer do I want to walk in fear. No longer do I want to walk in a place where I'm giving everything to everybody else and not feeling like I'm getting back what I should be getting back. The Bible tells us what we should have. He tells us things, and we've got to listen. The Word tells us to listen to the prophet. To listen to the prophet. God, and that's in 2 Chronicles 20:20, I believe. God does nothing without revealing his plans to the prophets first. And the prophets don't know everything, but he gives them each a partial view of his kingdom plan. And so when we seek the prophets who have an excellent track record, who have given us words from the Father, it pays to listen to what the prophet says, and then also listening to what God is saying to you personally as well. Thanks to God, I'm telling you, in this season, please guard your heart. Please guard your heart in this season. We're coming to a place, hallelujah, as we're getting closer and closer to the end of time, that the deceiver is pulling out all kinds of stops. He's pulling them out, and he's going to look, when he can't get to you because, you know, your walk is strong and so forth, he's going to get in and through the people that you surround yourself with, whether it's in ministry, whether it's in relationships, whether it's your family, whatever the case may be, he's going to find a way or attempt to find a way. I will not give him the power to do so. He will attempt to use everything and everybody else that you trust in. But we've got to trust in God. We've got to stand so firm in our faith, where faith can protect us from the enemy's schemes and puts us in the center of God's perfect peace. God said if we keep our minds stayed on him, he will keep us in perfect peace. The Word tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then everything else that we need will be added unto us. Beloved, I want to encourage you in this new year that we can kick fear in the butt. We walked in fear long enough. We've got to trust God. We've got to to have faith in him. We've got to be obedient to what it is he's telling us to do. We've got to be obedient. There's so many times that we don't do things because we don't want to hurt other people's feelings or we don't want to get our feelings hurt. Listen, whatever it takes to be what God has called you to be, that's what you have to be. In 2 Corinthians 10:5, it tells us about capturing our thoughts, standing firm by catching the thoughts of fear that are not of God. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. Beloved, let's walk in that. Join with me as we overcome these things that have had us bound, as we overcome the fear of being alone or not measuring up or not being enough for somebody, trying to outdo somebody so you can gain place in ministry, so that you can gain place in the kingdom even. Saints of God, we don't have to compete like that. We don't have to compete like that. God has already chosen us. And if nobody else picked us, we've been chosen by the best. We've been loved by the best. We have been honored by the best. Yes, he honors us. He loves us. He really does. I pray that you this year, starting this month, if not this day, that you will, first of all, along with me, repent for not trusting God in every area of our lives. We pick and choose the areas that we want to trust him in. But then there are certain things that we don't want to relinquish. We don't want to let go. Father, forgive us for not trusting you in every single area of our lives. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us. We repent from it. We turn away from it. Let's be God chasers. Let's chase after him. He's chased after us long enough. Let's turn these tables around and let's chase after him. Let's be hungry and thirsty for him. Let's seek him. Let's love on him. Let's receive his love. Let him tell us who we are in him, and then let's be crazy enough to believe it. Let's walk in crazy love for our Father, crazy love for the one that came and gave his life for us. Crazy as it may seem, we know the mess that we were in. We know the mess that some of us still are in. We know. And we feel that we aren't worthy of what Jesus did. But see, Jesus didn't stop with us right here where we are today. Daddy and his son and the Spirit of God, they know the end. They know who we're going to turn out to be. And whatever that is, it made him say, that one was worth dying for and living for. Because he knew what we would turn out to be. He knows it. He knows it. And if he thinks that we were worth it, beloved, let us come to the place where we say, yes, Daddy, I'm yours, and I want to obey. I want to walk in the peace of God no matter what it costs me. I want to walk in your strength no matter what it costs me. Because no matter what it costs me, is not as much as Jesus gave up for me so that I can be what you have called me to be. Thanks to God. I thank you for hearing my heart today. I thank you for loving me. And I know the people, like I said, there are people on this line that I know personally. I thank you for praying for me, praying for my ministry, praying for my family, praying for one another, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for those that prayed for my grandson Daniel, and how y'all blessed what's known now as the Daniel Project. I thank you. You know, you have shown forth the love of God. You have shown forth the love of God. I pray that because you keep showing up here, that you, again, are being blessed. You are gaining something from these conversations that we have. You're gaining something from the lessons that we teach. You're gaining something enough that it makes you come back over and over again. Beloved, I cannot tell you how much you mean to me. I cannot tell you how much you mean to me. There are no words to express it. Just like I can't express how much I love God, yet in our actions, we show how much. The Word of God tells us that if we love God, we keep his commandments. If we love him, we keep his commandments. Daily, our love is increasing more and more. And daily, we're able to keep more and more of the commandments of God. I love you. I honor you. I bless you. And that's all. I just wanted to bear my heart with you. And I know I didn't let my daughter Tabika talk today, but she gave us that awesome prayer. It was not my intentions of her not speaking, but I just needed to share with you today. I just needed to share. Bika, are you still with us, darling? I know that you had to,
yes,
to go. You are still with,
yes,
us.
Yes, I'm still here.
Anything, is there anything you want to say?
Well, first of all, excuse the background noise. I'm at the salon now, but this is just want to,
mm-hmm,
say that was very good, Apostle, because we know that's not the exact thing that we set out to do, but God touched your heart, and apparently that's what someone needed. So to God be the glory, and I'm in agreement with everything that you said. So amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, beloved. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Thanks to God. Be blessed as you go forth. Remember, this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice. There's some decisions that will be made today that you may feel that it's not going to bring you joy, but rejoice in the Lord. Don't rejoice in the decision that you make, except for you're going to rejoice in the Lord, because this is the day that he made. And he said, rejoice in this. Rejoice in it. So be comforted today. Walk in the strength of God. Walk in the peace of God. Trust him. You have to walk in faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And baby, we don't want to walk in impossibility. We don't want to walk in that, especially when the word says, I can through all things through God who strengthens me. God is a God of possibility. Nothing is impossible for him. So let's overcome the fear that we've had in being what God has called us to be. And let's step out on the water. Let's get out of the boat and step out on the water and be just that. I love you. Take care. Be blessed. And we'll see you back here on next Saturday. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.